Just a couple quick fun facts about the band Automatic. They get their name from the Go-Go song Automatic, of course, famously on their Beauty and the Beat album. And drummer Lola Dompe is the daughter of Kevin Haskins, drummer of the legendary band Bauhaus. She joined her first band, Black Black, at the age of 13. They all met through LA's DIY music scene and since then have been riding the wave of success. And that was their Is It Now, getting us into this hour on your new favorite show, The Mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee. Nyawe skano, hait gwa aga jengwa, got ni goyo, tiyo wenza gwego, nengamu nisa de. I'm thankful you're well, and I hope there are good minds everywhere across our beautiful Mother Earth today. If you're joining me for the first time today, you're going to walk away with new relationships to songs that sometimes get lost in the mix of fluff that has become collectively known as mainstream radio. And in fact, that's one of the challenges that we're taking on here on The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. That is to reimagine what a mainstream music scene can look and sound like. We'll be enjoying music from my good friends in Kuik and their latest release. Later on, indigenous punk rockers Misha and the Spanx. A track from Carrie Morin, one from Whitney Tye, and Jossie Ross before too long. In this first block is Omar Apollo, and this one from Matt Mack and Jessa Sky. Now, Matt Mack is a member of the Garden Hill First Nation. Blind since birth, his latest album is All Eyes on Us, which of course is a nod to Tupac's iconic All Eyes on Me. There are a lot of collaborators on the release, including Dakota Bear, Okemi, Rex Smallboy, and, as I was mentioning, Jessa Sky. Turn it up and sing along with Forever, Jawao, Neho Neonondawakakawano, and let me know what you think about it. I'll be back in just a few with details as to how we can stay in touch on The Mainstream.
I just want you closer again, again, again. evergreen, he controls me. Was there something wrong with my body? Am I not what you wanted? If I ever tried, I would. Evergreen, he tears me to pieces. Doesn't even have to try. She don't know you like me. She could never love you more, more than me. But sometimes I pray that you'll fall in love. I've cried so much for you, baby. Evergreen, he tears me to pieces. Doesn't even have to try. You know you really made me hate myself. Had to stop before I break myself. Should've broke it off to thank myself. You didn't deserve it.
Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. I'm Justin Woodmansey from the band Alamantra, and you are listening to Native Voice One.
Without you, baby, the sun shines in the sky, the moon lights up the night. Without you, trees, they keep on growing, the rivers don't stop flowing. Without you, but when it rains, it pours, and my lonely heart is yours. Without you, darling.
Grace Cummings, 2024 Ramona, It's Without You on the Mainstream. We also heard Omar Apollo's Evergreen, You Didn't Deserve Me at All from the 2022 Ivory Apple Music Edition, and it was Matt Mack and Jessa Skies, Forever, from Matt Mack's latest album, All Eyes on Us, today on the Mainstream. If you're just now joining, you've missed a little bit, so as always, get caught back up at mainstreamradio.net, or you can check out this and a whole lot more at nv1.org, the full website for Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network. You can catch the Mainstream on their live stream every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right before Native America Calling with your host, Sean Spruce. And they've made it super convenient to take all of this great radio programming with you wherever you go. Head on over to the Apple app or Google Play Store, type in Native Voice One or NV1, and the free app will pop right up. You can listen to a lot of incredible indigenous radio 24/7 from your desktop, laptop, mobile device, or tablet. In the remainder of this first half, a pair of longer songs, epics I like to call them, one from Kuik and this one from Jossie Ross, the talented, well, lawyer, speaker, rapper, and storyteller. He's a member of the Blackfeet and also has family ties to the Suquamish tribe. This is from his 2015 Iskutsik, Before Here Was Here. Enjoy the title track, and I'll be back with you before you know it on the Mainstream.
Here before here, all the land was home for man. No one tried to own the wind then. We danced for the rain and prayed under the sun. The sky was our roof and it was never falling. Money played no part. You shared from your heart. All the children were cared for. No elder was ever ignored. No one ever died. You were reborn in many forms. Mother Nature was God, and we worshiped her, imitated her, adorned her, and loved her in every way we could. Here, before here, there was no fear. Trust was like breathing. Deceit and lying were strangers. They didn't even have names. Here, before here, was a sphere of seasons changing, and life celebrating, and blessings bestowed on every living thing. Here, before here, life was cherished, dreams were realized, and the world was at peace.
I gave a reading one night, afterwards feeling proud. Liberals left feeling guilty, not a dry eye in the crowd. An old cunning man came to me afterwards, smiled at me. His smile was so loud and gentle. Thought he wanted his book signed. Of course. He grinned.
No, Miss Gunny. Sit down.
He said,
your stories are powerful, beautiful, but your voice is all wrong. You young folks are so insecure, singing your protest songs. So worried about what outsiders think about you. Don't know how to be indigenous. So you believe the evil lie that anger and protest is our common bond. No, we're about love and survival, Miss Gunny. That sign in protest, you remind the oppressor that he's in power. Every speech you give in English is another hour you could have learned our language. And our languages are who we are. Other people's opinions about who we are not. Our people's stories aren't for all to see. Everyone doesn't need to understand. our people always work to remain separate because real nations don't need sympathy. Real nations don't beg for others to understand. They just are. A protest or resistance. Our stories tell us how to just be. Before there was a need for resistance, before there was sovereignty, there was just we.
The old man told me.
Let me show you what I mean. This isn't protest. This is essence. Just who we are. Being indigenous is simply being. Thinking about being is being something else. Survival is every day. Gotta put food in the bellies and give thanks to the gods that provide it. Reciprocity is assumed. Young ones learn by observation, taking care of each other. Focus on the big picture. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about we're all just another story on the high. One little song in the collection, a tiny bone in the Slahalsa. It's simply not about me. It's more about we. That's how we survive. Thriving is excessive. Tragedy in the commons. Someone's gotta leave something on the table. Not be procreated. And he loved. And he lived. And he just was. Stop thinking so much about being indigenous, Scotty. Just be. Just be. Just be.
This is J.C. Campbell, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
Sit in her chair, weaving, telling stories, singing, laughing, and healing. Waiting for those women who have traveled many miles to see her. She is known as the prophetess.
Thank you.
Bring a balance back to our universe, yes. Her nurturing and gentle.